Father, in Jesus' name we come, and we come in gladness and thanksgiving. And Lord, we're looking to you for everything. And Lord, you're the encourager of our hearts. God, you're the one that has to open our hearts, open our mouths like the little bird to receive. And Lord, we know you're able and well able to do it. Lord, we thank you, and we're dependent upon you. Lord, thank you for this journey of understanding. We are but vessels of mercy. The most beautiful thing to you, vessels of mercy. Vessels of mercy, mercy, receiving the exact extreme opposite of what we deserve. So the worst of the worst that are in this place, and I'm in the front of the line, thank you, God, I'm going to be the most blessed today. And I thank you for it, Lord, because that's what you seek. That's what you search, and that's what you clothe with all your glory, the riches of it, Lord God. Help us to know it today. Help us to step more into this marvelous grace. Lord, help us not to miss a bit of it. Lord, it's too wonderful. Lord, prepare us, ready us, Lord God, and call us home if you would today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We praise the Lord together, don't we? Hallelujah. I forgot the announcements. That doesn't matter. We're in the Word of God. You can read them on the website. I apologize for that. But the Lord has something more, and we're getting at it. Now, I want to begin this new year with more rejoicing and thanksgiving. I really do. I thank God that he puts that in our hearts. Lord, I can't help but want to praise your name. I can't help but want to thank you for your tender mercies to me. Every moment of my life, through such times of disobedience, unruliness, you never left me, you never forsook me. Lord, all you did was you waited patiently, tenderly. Waited for me that you knew, praise God, your grace would get a hold of me. And it's got a hold of me in a wonderful way this morning. But I'll tell you, it's right here in Psalm 139. He got a hold of me this last week, bringing this over and over to my heart. And we know this verse, but Lord, help us to live the joy and rejoicing of it. Right there in verses 17 and 18. Oh, David, just beside himself, breaking forth in such praise. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Now, nothing could give my heart more joy and more thanksgiving than this reality. I have to tell you, the reality of his absolute desire, his attention and his feelings toward me and toward you. And this past week, I was at a place that had a stretch of sand that was quite extensive, a big, big beach right out there Port Aransas, thank you, out there by Corpus Christi. I thank God I have to trust him. And you should too. As I stood out there looking at that sand, the Lord reminded me there was a time I searched that out. He had me to think about it. So I looked it up. In 1 square meter of sand, there's 8 billion sand particles. 1 square meter of sand is 8 billion sand particles. Now they've tried to extrapolate that and tell you how many particles of sand there are, and they get to a number called 5 sectrillion, I think it is. That's a 5 followed by 21 zeros. It's even beyond that. But maybe even more incredible, as I stood there, the Lord was encouraging my heart too. And I appreciated some of the ones recently that had sent this. And you know how God uses everything, and he really does if you just pay attention. But not 2 of those grains of sand are alike. They're all absolutely, completely unique. Every one of them has a unique shape, a size, and a color. And if you look at them under the microscope, it's dazzling. It is amazing. All the different particles and where they come from and what they are. It's one of the greatest beautiful mosaics you've ever seen. Every beach has its different sand, and every sand has its unique particles, and every particle is absolutely unique. Now, brothers and sisters, as I stood there, what's so amazing to me, those are his thoughts towards us. They're more than the sand. Now, I want you to think of this now. They're more than the sand. More. And not two of them are alike. Now, I stood there and I thought, now, Lord, with that infinite and innumerable amount of thoughts, they had to be going on for some time. I mean, come on now. We're talking, they're infinite. There's no exhausting that. They're beyond any amount of counting anybody could do. And I know that God had touched my heart right at that moment. They had to be going on since the beginning of time. And that's just it, brothers and sisters, they have. They've been going on since beginning. His thoughts towards us were established. I want you to know this. His thoughts towards us were established before anything was created. Before he made time. Before Satan was ever cast out of heaven. Before anything was created, all of these thoughts were amassed and all of these thoughts were completely gathered for us. Now, here's where they began. I want you to turn over to Ephesians, and you know where we're going. Chapter 1, and let's just read from verse 3. I pray you have your Bibles. If you don't, I'm sure the person next to you does and would be glad to share it with you. It says here in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And this should be something you rejoice in throughout every day constantly. "And the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Now, brothers and sisters, that's before, again, time was ever created. Before Satan was cast out of heaven. Before anything was created, praise be to God, he had chosen us in him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, very God, has chosen you in him before the foundation of the world. I thank God I can't get away. I'm so thankful to God I'm not my own. I'm so thankful to God he knew me in ages past. I'm so thankful to God that all of those before ordained good works that I should walk therein, he made them for me. And I thank God that in all of those thoughts and all of that love, praise his name, it was just a matter of time that he made for all those thoughts that he made for me. All of this world and all of these stars that he created for me, that I would come forth in all of that splendor and wonder in Christ, and it would just be made manifest, and I would preach these words this morning. You best start believing God and get off of this deadness, I'm telling you, or sleepiness, and get into being really thankful for the immense grace that he's pouring forth. And I'm telling you, he's pouring it forth. He's pouring it forth. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, that's just it. I thank God. They had to be going on since the beginning of time, and those thoughts have. all of those thoughts amassed towards us. Turn on over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It just gets so glorious as the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, just has us leaping and bounding through the Word of God. Let it live in you. Let it be alive in you this morning. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul just beside himself. He says in verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord." Hallelujah. Listen to this. "Because God hath from the beginning chosen you." I'm not trying to work anything up. This is who you are in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to awaken to this. I pray, even though I might not hear a roar out of your lips, there should be a roar in your heart. This is God that has chosen you in beginning. And you might be looking to be chosen unto something in this life or selected by a committee or whatever it may be. Get your sights on the things above. Get your thoughts of how He cares for you. God help us. Now listen to this again. From beginning, He chose you. And what did He chose you to? He chose you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He chose you to believe the truth. He chose you to believe the truth. So why don't you be who you are in Christ and believe the truth? Do you think He meant a little bit of the truth? He meant all the truth. Amen, He did. To believe the truth. Now here again, whereunto He called you. And He didn't call you by just anything. He called you by something very specific here. And listen to this. And Paul is saying these words. He called you by our gospel. Paul's gospel. And what does Paul's gospel call you to? To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! 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 He chose us to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's be honest. Most of us have thought for years, and as you've come into knowing the Lord, "Oh Lord, I'm going to be in the presence of your glory." All of the songs, "The presence of your glory, the presence of your glory." What did He tell you? That ain't the presence of His glory. That means to obtain. That means to possess His very glory. And to possess it as your own. And when did that happen? Today? Yesterday? Huh? From beginning. From beginning, that's what He chose you for. Hallelujah. And He called you by Paul's gospel. Paul's gospel, into the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I love this. His glory is our glory. Glorified together with Him is real to them that believe. And God is not a respecter of persons, so who would that be for? That would be for all, would it not? But you don't enter into this except in believing. But I'm so thankful again for this grace, praise God, that He's telling us, in beginning, I gave this to you and me. Those thoughts, I think, as I stood there thinking about all these thoughts, are so lofty, they're so high. Obtaining and possessing His glory. Once again, not just being in the presence of it or around it, but being the very vessel that contains it, that possesses it, and gives Him that glory. Amen. Amen. See, it's okay sometimes to just look around here and look at all his glory. That's a wonderful thing. Now, do you understand why he tells us it's Christ in you, the hope of glory? See, that was a mystery that was hidden. The riches of his glory that would come forth in his vessels of mercy. That's what he's building in us. These earthen vessels. Ragged, shagged, overlooked. Come on, you know that. We look at ourselves too long, there's no way. That's why you don't look at yourself. Don't look at me too long, you'll say the same thing. No way. But that's God's work. That's God's choice. I'm so thankful I'm not my own. I'm his. I'm his. Do you like being a prisoner of Jesus Christ and his love? It felt odd for a while, let's be honest. But now it feels so good. Now you might say, how could I obtain? How could I obtain his incredible glory? Well, I'll tell you what, you couldn't. But I thank God he already gave it to you. Turn on over to Romans 8. If you don't believe that, God help you today. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. It's right there for you. It's right there. Romans 8, 29. For whom he did foreknow. Now we're talking again, this God who chose you, called you, beginning. Amen? Amen. That's the word of God. You believe the word of God, or do you just come to church? Why do you come to church? To hear the word of God. Amen? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And I thank the Lord that every Bible study should be a sermon and every sermon should be a Bible study. Praise be to God. But don't let it be a study of your mind. Let it be a joy of your heart and what he's given. Understand that it's this immensity of grace that he has given this to you. You are in him in beginning. Praise God. And you were chosen to hear and to receive and to believe the truth. Did we not just read that? You can't help it. You can't help it. Do you trust grace that much or not? That's why then you're still wrestling. I believe grace chose me, praise God, to believe the truth. I didn't have to work myself up to believe the truth. Grace chose me to believe the truth. And I believe the truth. And it's the truth to the obtaining of the glory of God. Amen? Amen? All right. Praise God. I'm glad we're in agreement with him. Don't be in agreement with man. We search the scriptures to see that these things are so, don't we? Berean saints by the grace of God. Now, for whom he did foreknow, that's you. And here's what he did. He also did predestinate. That's you. To what? To be conformed, the same, to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many. Moreover, or even exceeding that, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. That's you. All right. And whom he called, them he also justified. That's you. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. That's you. Praise God. Glorified together with him. So I thank God we've been appointed to suffer together with him, haven't we? I don't need to try to suffer. I don't need to try to suffer. Just living in this carcass, I'm suffering. Dealing with Jesse and his unbelief every day, oh, I'm suffering. Praise be to God. But if you'll suffer together with me, if you'll understand, what that suffering is, it's understanding the infirmities that you have, the exact makeup that you are, that I brought you into this fellowship with me. Praise God, that's the willingness and the thankfulness. Thankfulness, Lord, I'm suffering together with you. That I'll also reign together with you. And by the grace of God, I'll be glorified together with you. But he's just told me that it's always been in him, and I'm glorified. Let's not stop there. Lord, increase our faith. What shall we say then? Huh? What shall we then say to these things? I mean, they're just so high and lofty and incredible. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. If God be for me, who could be against me? If God did this, who can take it away? If God gave me this kind of love and this bridal relationship with him, who's going to get in between?
Nobody.
And that's it, by the grace of God. I believe the grace of God like that. I'm trusting in his grace. He apprehended me. And I'm just apprehending back what's always had me. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Oh, we're still not done. We got verse 32. So if God be for us, who could be against us? We know that's a rhetorical question, don't we? The answer is nobody. Nope, 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 nope. He that spared not his own son. This is how much love is behind it. This is how much power is given to finish this good work. This is the assurance, brothers and sisters, and the promise that he will perform the good work which he's begun in us. This is all of that same thing. And here he says it. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It just tells you what's coming, what's already been given, what's already been delivered. And we started there in Ephesians 1:4. He hath blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ because he gave you his son. And how shall he not also freely give? He has to give you a double portion of how free it is. It's a double portion of grace. A little bit of things, a good amount of things, all things. All things includes sharing his throne with him. All things include being glorified together with him. All things include all things. Huh. And then I love verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? You see how he just keeps pouring it on and pouring it on and pouring it on? Because I know we've all get there. Oh, I know he's given that to me, but oh, look what I've done. Or maybe the committee's come to you and said, oh, look what you've done. It's just like he said to that woman, where are your accusers? Lord, there's not any. Go and sin no more. So I can even take the double portion of grace in that. And I can say, well, where is those that would lay any charge to you, crowned one? Go on and rule forever. Is it his workmanship or is it yours? Is he performing it or are you? Does he keep it or do you? He keeps it. And in that we hold that fast. And what is that? His faithfulness. I hold his faithfulness, which has already apprehended me. His faithfulness will not depart. I will accomplish it in the thing and perform it in the thing that I've sent. What kind of assurances do we need? It's like guarantee after guarantee after guarantee. Brother, you shouldn't tell those people they're that assured of what the Lord's given them. They're going to be too confident in grace. They're going to hear that and just go out and do whatever they want to do, and they think they can go live any life that they want. And they can. When I hear this, I'm not thinking about me at all, are you? When this, honey, we're here as one spirit, one body, one glorious bride, and we know that. We're just joining him. I'm not thinking about your life, my life. I'm just thinking about our life in him. I'm out of here. Why would I think about anything here when I got glory like that? That's the mind of Christ. Those are the thoughts, praise God, that occupy. And it's amazing how time just goes by. And all those things that could have haunted me, by God's grace, they don't, because my mind is stayed upon him. All right now. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God's choice of grace. And I love that word elect, brothers and sisters. I love it. It means the best of its kind and the best of its rank. The best of its kind and the best of its rank. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. It's God that chooses. I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. It's of God who calls. It's of God who predestinates. It's of God who justified. It's of God who glorified. All done. You waiting for him to do something, or you waiting for it just to be made manifest? Do you count God's word as a maybe it's going to happen, or do you say, Lord, it's just coming to pass? Man, I want one big step into more faith today. More and more. That wonderful Joshua. Oh, there's more land. There's more of this glory to see. There's more of the assurance of his love to us. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Brothers and sisters, it's just like he says in 1 Peter 1, 2. And look at when he elected you. I mean, it's all over this wonderful word. Look at what it says there. You're elect in verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. You are the choice one, the best of the rank in his foreknowledge. God wasn't wondering. And God's never been wondering who's going to marry his son. Never. Yes, he does. Because he's God. Aren't you thankful? Now, let me ask you something. As God's given you grace to trust something about in your life, prayed about something, and the Lord put it upon your heart to pray for. I'm sure it been many, many things. And then the Lord brings it to pass. Did it thrill you? But wait a second, though. Did you believe it was going to come to pass? Did you really believe him for it when he puts that on your heart to pray for? Has he ever done something like that in your life where you knew what to pray for because he really gave you that encouragement? And then he brought it to pass. You had assurance of faith, didn't you? You weren't wondering. You believed him to bring that forth. But let me ask you, wasn't it even more special, and didn't you delight even the more when you saw it come to pass? Amen. See, I already love when I'm in faith and then he brings it to pass, as opposed to being, well, maybe, and then he brings it to pass. It's like, oh, that's so incredible, God. I love, it's not because of Jesse, but it's because of that grace that, Lord, you had me expect in this. Now, that's the faith of the Son of God, and I'm going to tell you, the Lord loves that just the same way. He knows what's coming. But as it's coming and as it's revealed and as it's being made manifest, there's no greater joy to his heart. we heard Brother Hill say it many times. You know, you have these moms that are expecting a child and all. And we know a baby's coming and all that. Well, you know the baby's coming. We can even know the sex of the baby and all of these different things. But does that take away any of the joy when the baby comes? Uh-uh. Well, that's not even worthy to be compared with what we're talking about in this. Not even worthy. It doesn't even remotely get to that point. But see, brothers and sisters, that's why, as he said, you're the elect, the best of its kind. That's why we hear Paul's gospel crown of glory. Now, as we wrap this up, the Lord encouraged my heart to tell us we really need to know who we are in Christ. And I believe he's given us a very powerful moment to really know who we are in Christ today. Amen?
Amen.
But do you believe it? Amen. You say, hey, that's incredible scripture. That's really amazing. And, you know, maybe this is your first time here and say, that man, he's very excited about what he's saying. Let me tell you something. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe this. And I thank God I believe it. And it's all because of the grace of God that's with me, which is the same grace of God that is with you, by the way. See, he would not have given us. This is how the Lord works. He doesn't give you this message of glory without his full backing to perform it in your life. This is why you hear this message. This is why he's kept you in this message. This is it. This is it. Now, I thank the Lord. Now, I live by the grace of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So by the grace of God, I know that there's an encouragement in my life. I just want to live each day in this faith. I know things are going to come. I know there's going to be temptations and trials and ups and downs and successes and failures and all of these different things. But there's one thing that's consistent, and it's all by his grace, and it's all by his choosing. It was all in beginning. It was all in him. All in him. I'm going to believe. He's given me that faith. And I thank the Lord. It tells us in the Word of God that the Word works effectually in them that believe. That means it works like dynamite. It's explosive. Explosive. Well, thanks be to God. Let it be explosive in your life today. Let it be something truly that, Lord, my goodness, just set it off in me today. I don't care how long we've been here. I don't care how many times. But Lord, let me just thank you and praise you. Your word is true. You can say, hey, brother, I want that. I want that joy. I can perceive that there's a joy. There's a thanksgiving by the grace of God. Let me tell you the secret. Believe him. Believe him. And get your attention by the grace of God in just believing him. And thanking him throughout the day. Lord, this is mine. This is my purpose. This is who I am in you. And we can get so caught up into things so quickly. Lord, get that mind of Christ in me. Get me to hear this word. Let it be saturated in my life. All these things that keep dragging me down. All the things in the rearview mirror. As he said, forgetting those things that which are behind. If I'm looking back at anything, I'm done. Anything. Anything. And I'll even go even around me. Lord, put on the blinders. Set my face like a flint. Let me see. Praise God. See, my uncle's, he's at that finish line. I see him right there. And I thank God for all of you. I got to catch up. I'm not saying that to sugar you or anything of that nature. I thank God. I thank God. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Step out in the power of the grace of God to perform it all. In the power of the grace of God, you'll have a joy and a thanksgiving. And the power of the grace of God to perform it all, I'll tell you what that is, that it's already done. Haven't we read everything today that he's done it, he's finished it, he's given it? Every bit of it? Has he not assured us that he'll perform it? That he'll accomplish it. This is a foregone conclusion. We've run around here for years. Oh, the victory's already been won. Praise God, the victory's already been won. Well, how much of the victory's been won? You got to get out of what you thought it said and get into what does it say. What does the Word of God say? I'll tell you what. That's when, I love that song, when the first trumpet sounds, I'll be there. See, there were some that believed that a little while ago. Not I might be there. Maybe I'll be there. I'll be there. First song my mom ever sang. And she couldn't even sing the words. It was just Abida. Abida. I don't care. That song was singing in her heart. Not just when she was a child, but in beginning. And I thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, it's not just I'll be there, I'm already gone. I thank the Lord, he's told me I'm seated in the heavens in Christ, and I'm seated with him, with him, with him. And I know where he is, he's in the throne. Now he's not on the throne as God, but he's in the throne, he's at that right hand. And I know where he's going to move to. And I know the one thing that he's waiting to move to the place to rule and reign. And I'm looking at it right out here today. And I'm praying it would be everybody. Wouldn't you hate to miss that? And then isn't it something? It's just by faith. It's just believing. Didn't say there was any work because we're his workmanship. Didn't say there was anything I could perform because it says he'll perform it. Didn't say there was anything I could accomplish because he said I'll accomplish it. All right, then. So if it's a foregone conclusion, brothers and sisters, it's the glory that shall be revealed in you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We just come to you and really speechless. And we're so thankful, Father, for him. Oh, my. What a God of love and the great love wherewith we're loved. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, let our minds be renewed. And Lord, let this transformation from glory to glory just continue on. And Lord, let us just pursue more of your grace. God, and by your grace, just help our unbelief. Help us to move into more of who we are in Christ. That this beautiful life that we have, the life of Christ that lives in us, the inner man, let it be strengthened day by day. Lord, let the Holy Ghost just come and saturate us with that love and that rejoicing, Lord God. Let us love as you love, and let us love one another even the more as you love us, Jesus. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this glory. We thank you for what you've made us for you. And Lord, all we can say today is thank you, and even so, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. How we want to see you and look upon your face, there to be forever. Hallelujah. Oh, to praise you for your grace. And we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.